This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Voted recently most likely to be a morning radio show game. It is Are You Smarter Than Katie? Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we are playing with Evan this morning, calling all the way from beautiful, gorgeous Stockton, California. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Jackpot is up to $300.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, listen.
I don't need to hear it.
All right. Okay.
Just I get it.
Kevin did a lot of heavy lifting.
I haven't done that before many times.
I'm very proud of you, Kevin.
Thank you.
This is brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. They've got three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Delicious farm-to-fork foods. You know what? I'm going to go to the Blue Oaks location for lunch today. How do you like them apples? All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do versus her. Here we go, Evan. Question one, the stock market had its biggest plunge since 2022 on Monday, and it was so bad that it made some fear that a recession was coming. However, yesterday, there seemed to be a near total rebound. Who knows how these things work? True or false, Dow Jones was the person who invented the stock market?
False.
Question two, lots of companies pay to have their company's name on sports stadiums and arenas, but now a pop star has done it. Pitbull purchased the naming rights for the Florida International University's arena for $6 million, and it will be known as Pitbull Arena for the next 5 years. What breeding group is the Pitbull in? Terriers, working, or sporting?
Sporting.
Question three, Chappelle Roan was one of the performers at Lollapalooza and the one that everybody left talking about, and the hype seems to be real. Roan performed for the largest live audience in Lollapalooza history, an estimated 110,000 people watched her. That is insane. What city does Lollapalooza take place in?
Chicago.
Question four, first Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy in closed locations, and now it's Buca di Beppo?
Oh, no.
The Italian restaurant with the funky decor and large portion says that the Chapter 11 filing of bankruptcy won't close any of its 44 locations for now. So that's good. Spell bankruptcy.
B-A-N-K. R-U-P-T-C-Y.
Question five. One of the largest class action lawsuits in history just happened in Colorado, and it was against a funeral home chain. They were found guilty of mishandling the remains of loved ones for years. Each victim won $7 million, and there were 135 victims. So what is the total punishment?
Oh, my goodness.
Was that it? 907?
$907 million and and 5 cents.
Okay, wow, you're doing the cents too. All right, how about that? Kevin, please go get Katie. Evan, what do we do for a living?
I am a general manager at a pet store.
General manager at a pet store? That's fun.
Which one?
Yeah, which one? You want to give it a shout out?
I think I'm good.
All right.
Wow. What did he say?
General manager at a pet store.
Oh, you don't want to say?
You know, I got to tell you, I recently brought my Corgi Fozzie into PetSmart. I don't know if you work there or not. He marked his territory, and I felt really bad.
Why would you
feel
bad?
They did, because somebody else, I kept saying, I'll clean it up. And they're like, no, it's fine. We'll clean it up.
I do that all the time.
But yeah. I just felt like, I felt bad.
Store.
I felt bad. I don't know.
You did clean it up, right?
No, I didn't.
Somebody else did.
Somebody else cleaned it.
Shady.
No. Oh, boy.
Right. I kept offering, Evan. I kept saying, let's not retread that trauma, okay? All right. Evan's now on hold. Katie, here we go. Stock market had a huge plunge on Monday. It was so bad that people had recession fears all over again. However, yesterday seemed to be a total recovery.
Wait, I don't know how these things work.
I don't know how these things work. But true or false, Dow Jones was the person who invented the stock market.
I believe that to be false. Dow stands for something, doesn't it?
No. Dow was one person's last name. Jones was another person's last name. Yep, it was.
I thought D-O-W stood for
it
something.
It was a company that invented it in like 1885. Crazy. Question.
Whatever it even is.
Question two. Lots of companies pay to have their company's name on sports arenas and stadiums. Well, now Pitbull is doing it.
What?
I don't know why he's doing this. Pitbull purchased the naming rights for the Florida International University's arena for $6 million, and it will be known as Pitbull Arena for the next 5 years.
Well, he is Mr. Worldwide.
I guess so.
You said the name has international.
I did say that. Okay. Yeah. What breeding group is the pit bull in?
I know.
Go ahead.
Terrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
I don't think it would be, but it is.
Question three. Chappelle Roan. So hot right now.
I've been calling her Chapel.
She was one of the performers at Lollapalooza, the one that everybody left talking about, and it is rumored that she performed for the largest live audience in Lollapalooza history.
Wow.
With aerial photographs estimating it to be 110,000 people. That's insane. All right. What city does Lollapalooza take place in?
Portland?
Mm-mm. Chicago.
Is it?
Chicago.
Okay.
Question four. First Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy, and we all were sad.
I know. And then Flavor Flav tried to save it, or at least suggested he could.
Yeah. But now, Buca di Beppo.
No!
Yeah.
The Pope Room.
Yeah. The funky decor, the large portions.
Bathrooms are so full. Fun.
What's in the girls' bathroom at Buca di Beppo?
Just a bunch of little old school, like your grandma's little tchotchkes she would put in her bathroom. Like the little perfume thing that has the pump on it.
That's cute. What's in the boys' bathroom?
No.
And it makes me uncomfortable. Pictures of little boys peeing.
Oh.
That is very weird.
Isn't that weird?
That is.
Anyway, maybe.
Yeah, the girls' room is not that way.
No. All right. Well, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but they said that this isn't going to close any of their 44 locations, at least not right now. Spell bankruptcy.
Okay. B-A-N-K. R-U. Okay. B-A-N-K. R-U-P-T-C-Y. Bankruptcy.
That's it.
Declare bankruptcy!
R-U-P-T-C-Y. That's it. Question five. One of the largest class action lawsuits in history just happened, and it was in Colorado against a funeral home chain. They found that they were guilty of mishandling the remains of loved ones, and that is all that I saw as far as details go. But Each victim won $7 million.
Wow.
And there were 135 victims.
Well, I have some bad news for all of those people.
What's that?
They're not getting any money.
No. Not from a funeral home chain.
No.
But what is the total for the
punishment? Okay, I got it. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Stop it. Everybody just shut up. 21, 22, 23,
Kevin, shut up. She said.
4, we're not even 3, 4, talking. 7, 8, Kevin. 9. Okay. I
three
got
seconds.
It.
Three
I got
seconds.
It. I got it. $945 million.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
Not like yesterday where my brain exploded.
Wow. Multiplication is her friend. And Evan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Final score. You got 3. She got 4.
4.
Wow. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, as they say in Stockton. We are going to add $20.
As they say when your dog pees on the floor.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot. But, Evan, what is it you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
You did have fun.
Thank you so much for playing along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.